Walking prior to washing hands. In the morning. Mutter, Aser, Minhag, Chumra. How severe is it? Do you have to follow it? These are the questions that we're going to address in today's halacha. The Alter Rebbe states in the Shulchan Aruch, both in the Basra and Kama 1:7 and in the Siddur, that according to the Talmud and the codifiers, one is allowed to walk prior to washing hands. According to Talmudic law, there is no restriction of walking before washing. This is despite the fact that one does have the impure spirit on his hands, even according to the Talmud, as discussed in previous classes. However, it is brought down in Svarim, the Tehilas Yaakov, in the name of the Zohar, that it is forbidden for one to walk even only 4 cubits while the impure spirit resides on his hands prior to washing in the morning. Although the original source for this is in the Zohar, it is not found in the printed Zohars that we have. And as is mentioned in the Tshuva Mi'ahava, that this matter is not found in the regular Zohar, but is an old manuscript of the Zohar that we do not have. But nevertheless, it is recorded in one of the great Kabbalistic Svarim, the Tehilas Yaakov, and from there it is brought down in many Poskim, of course, including the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch in all versions, as well as in the Siddur, as well as in the Ber Hetiv and the Kaf HaChaim and other contemporary Poskim. However, they do not suffice with saying that it is that one may not walk according to the Zohar prior to washing, but they add, and so is brought in the Tehilas Yaakov, the one who does so is liable for death. The Alter Rebbe records this wording of the Tehilas Yaakov in the Madura Basra 1:7, and it's also recorded in many Poskim. Now, why would such a severe penalty be meted to someone who merrily walked 4 amos before washing hands? So the Alter Rebbe explains as follows in his Madura Basra. As for residing this impurity on his hands, he has desecrated Hashem's holiness which resides on him. And the Lashon of Tehilas Yaakov is as follows. By doing so, one brings a foreign god on his hands, as the verse states, for that which he brought a god on his hands. In other words, that by one delaying the removal of this impurity called Bas Melech from on his hands, he is desecrating Hashem's name, which is his godly soul that has now rested upon him and inside him upon waking up. And he's causing a desecration of godliness. And that is why the Tehilas Yaakov, the name of the Zohar, and the later place concluding the Alter Rebbe, write that it's such a severe thing to walk 4 amos before washing. The Alter Rebbe continues and says, as a servant of God, which is sanctified with the sanctity of Hashem and His Holy Torah, such a servant requires greater holiness and purity than the regular layman, which is not holding on this level. Regarding the final ruling on this matter, as the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch brings the two opinions of the Talmud, which allows it, and the Zohar, which forbids it with severe penalty. So once again, as the Alter Rebbe rules Madura Basra, in the Madura Kama, that every God-fearing Jew should be stringent, while in the Basra and Siddur, the Alter Rebbe simply brings the severity of the Zohar and does not even state the lenient opinion in this matter. And the final ruling is as recorded in Sefer HaMinhagim, that we are stringent like the Zohar to avoid walking 4 amos prior to washing hands. This is the ruling according to the Alter Rebbe and the Chabad custom, and so is also brought down the Halacha in the following Svarim, the Birkei Yosef, the Ben Ish Chai, the Ber Hetiv, the Shaarei Teshuva, the Kaf HaChaim, and other Achreinim. However, there are other Poskim that are lenient in this matter, Halacha L'maisa, and so rules the El Yerab in the name of the domestic Eliezer, that states that the warning of the Tehilas Yaakov in name of the Zohar was only applicable in previous times and is not applicable today. The Shvus Yaakov rules that the custom is not to be careful and not walking 4 amos, being that people consider the entire house as 4 amos, and this is also recorded in the Shaarei Teshuva, although as we stated above, practically we negate these opinions. There's an interesting tradition recorded from the Gra that stated that the spirit of impurity has been weakened in the later generations, and hence there's no need to be careful in avoiding to walk 4 amos. They account this diminishing of impurity based on a certain martyr, Avram Leger of Count Potatsky, that was publicly burnt at the stake on Kiddush Hashem, and the Gra stated after that that his dying on Kiddush Hashem reduced the impurity of the world to the point that now you can walk before washing hands. Nevertheless, even amongst the rabbinical descendants of the Gra, such as Rav Sternbach of the Eda Achredis, who is a son after son from the Gra, states that this tradition has no source, and one cannot rely on it at all, and he states that in the Maaser Rav of the Gra, it actually states that the Gra was so careful regarding this matter that he wouldn't eat even any foods that were touched prior to washing hands. as we record in one of the previous lessons. Regarding how long is 4 cubits, how far can one not walk? So 4 cubits is 192 centimeters, which is approximately 6 feet and 4 inches. This is the amount that's forbidden to walk before washing. In the next class of Mirat Hashem, we will discuss a further chumrah and stringency, a custom among Chassidim, not even to walk at all before washing, even less than 4 cubits, not even to place the feet in the ground, as we will explain in the next lesson in Mirat Hashem.